I'm Sarah Lerner.
This is not the first time I've had this problem with you. You won't give me a straight answer.
Pendergast is comprised of musicians who've played in different local bands for years. Lead man Tony Laddish was one of the original members of Rex Hobart and the Misery Boys.
So now I'm leaving.
Like many rock musicians today, old country icons like Hank Williams and Merle Haggard were crucial to Laddish's musical upbringing, but hard rock bands were just as important, and Laddish still isn't comfortable being categorized as country.
We're nominated for a Pitch Music Award in the Best Country, Bluegrass, or Roots category. And I fought that for a long time. And as a matter, when the band first started, I said, no one even say the word country in an interview because it's a rock and roll band. And while I still believe that, I can't hide from the fact that no matter what I do, it's always going to sound like me. And I always sort of have a down-home feeling to everything that I do.
Laddish's lyrics are full of whiskey heartache, but Midtown also gets plenty of mention.
Pendergast is a Kansas City rock and roll band. Like, my favorite songwriters are, you know, guys like Bruce Springsteen, or even, you know, your Uncle Tupelo's, or, you know, Jonathan Richman, where you paint a picture of a place that you live. And with Bruce Springsteen, it was Asbury Park, and, you know, there you could taste the cotton candy on the boardwalk because he sang about it so eloquently. And I'm really striving to try to, you know, make you taste Kansas City.
Tonight I breathe more smoke than oxygen. In this Midtown bar I'm living in.
Davies Uptown hosts the Pendergast CD release party at 10 p.m. Saturday night, and the band will play an in-store show at Recycled Sounds Saturday afternoon at 4. For KCUR News, I'm Sarah Lerner.
Pour me a glass of courage. Rob Whiskey, speaking in my name.